Okay, so we are on Nun Tes Amud Aleph. We are from the bottom one to the nineteen lines from the bottom. That's the best I can do. First word in line is Makdish. Makdish Tav Shlabal Olam. Right, so we were talking about that Shmuel had said the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Shmuel held the halacha like Rabbi Yochanan Hasanlar that someone who's makdish a ma'aseh de ishto. So everyone agrees that makdish a ma'aseh de ishto that she can eat it and it's not a problem. Question is, what about the mosar? What if the guy's makdish the mosar? So the mayor said that that becomes hekdesh. And Yochanan Hasanlar says it does not become hekdesh. And Shmuel said the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan Sanlar. He said, but how can Shmuel hold the halacha like Rabbi Yochanan Sanlar, which sounds like ain davar magdash davar shalabat olam, right? Because the mosar is something that hasn't come into existence yet. And on the other hand, Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri was the one who had held in the other brisa that he held, if the person says konam shani osa lepicha. So he was one who Yochanan ben Nuri had said, "Yafer, the guy has to, should be made for the neder, because maybe he'll divorce her, and then I'll be usher to it later." And that's certainly a davar shel balolam. That's going to be her ma'aseh deha way later after they're divorced. So the threat. You have a bunch of answers, and the final answer that they gave, at least until now, was Ella Amr of Yosef Konamos Ka'amris and Shani Konamos Midoch Adam Oser Perish Chavira Alav Adam Makdish Davar Shel Ba'olam. That Konamos is different because Konam is not making something forbidden to everybody; it's making something forbidden just to you or just to somebody, just to one other person. And since that's very specific and personal, and it's not a fundamental prohibition on the item, so then that person could even do on a Davar Shel Ba'olam. So that was the Gemara's answer at that point. So the Gemara's not so happy with the answer just yet. We'll see that they may come back to it. But so Gemara says as follows: Amar le Abaye, Bishlama Adam Oser Peros Chavero Alav Shekin Adam Oser Peros of Chavero. Abaye says, I get it. It makes sense that a person can forbid someone else's Peros, right, on himself, right? Because a person can that's something a person's able to do, right? But ye aser davar shelo bala olam al chavero, but to take something that hasn't even come into existence yet and forbid that to somebody else, shekein ein adam oser peros chavero al chavero. I can say, look, my items can't go to you can't use them, or your items, I can't use them. That I can say. But to say your items, you can't use them, that is not something that I'm allowed to do. So how is that going to work here? It doesn't really make any sense. So Ella Amar Avuna Beredi Rav Yoshua Ba Omeres Yikachu Yadai Leosehem Yadayim Isnehu Bolam. So Avuna Rav Yoshua says, no, I'll tell you what the case is. The case is, just look at the question for a second. If you look at the last skinny line in Rashi, so Rashi explains a little bit. Amar le Abaye, Uma Raya Peros Chaveru Alav Lakan. What's the proof of a case of someone else's Peros on yourself? To our case, Shehin Peros Chaveru Al Chaveru. Right, because that case, the case that we're talking about now, is the Peros of someone else on that someone else. Right, the Achshav Himishu Bedes Lo Lemaisi Yadeha Ve'Ein Ru'ua LaHadpiso Bekonam. Right, that meaning what's happening in this case is that right now she is meshubah to him, right? She's married to him, and she's required to give him her ma'aseh yadeya, and she can't do anything with them, right? She makes a konam for later when she's divorced, right? Meaning it's something that's not in her hands at all to do anything with, because it doesn't belong to her yet, and she's not, and it won't be until she's divorced. So how, when she's not yet divorced, say when I'm divorced, that it'll be forbidden to you, right? It's something that it doesn't belong to her even, right? And again, and nothing's happened yet until she has the malacha until after she's divorced, which hasn't come to being yet. So it's sort of a double point. It's one is that her hands, in a certain sense, are not the mice there don't really belong to her because she's still married to him, and it's a derech shel olam because nothing's come to be yet. So that's what's bothering them. Right? To say I'll ask her something that belongs to me to you or that belongs to you to me makes sense if I'm in charge of what belongs to me, right? Or if I'm belonging to these items that or it's something that or I'm saying about myself. But to say it about you, about something that doesn't belong to me, that's something that's already a doubly out of my hands, basically, is the point. Fine. So let's go back to the Gemara. So Bais is fine. I get the case for the person. So what are we going to do? So what was the answer? So Rav Huna Bar Yehoshua says no. So what's the case? Well, Maris Yikachi Yadai Leosehim, the Yadaim Isnu Ba'olam. No. So what did she say? We've seen this possibility before, that she says my hands are Mukdashim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? She says no, I'm Makdish my hands. So what's the point? That her hands are Ba'olam. They exist already. Right? They're already here. So therefore, it might be something that's not totally in her, you know, in her hands yet, in a certain sense, but it is, but it's a davar shebala olam. So v'chika amra chachi mi mekad mi bekatsha ha-mishabdila. The question is, yeah, but that's great, but her hands don't belong to her. Her meaning her maisi yadehem still belong to him. So how's that work? The amra l'chi migrisha. Now she says, my hands will be, you know, hekdesh when I get divorced. Okay, says the Gemara. Mi iki midi di ilu hasha lo kadish would lakam ekadish. Is that such a thing? That right now, if I makdish something, it wouldn't work. But so and I can say, and later on it'll become hekdesh. Do we have such a concept? We don't do that. Right? So Am Rabbi Allah, alam alo. Realizes why not. Ilu ha omer lachaveiro sadezu shani mochel lachaveiro. So now we're going to give examples of situations where something that in the moment I can't really make hekdesh, I can make it become hekdesh later on. So what's the case? Ilu ha ilu ha omer lachaveiro sadezu shani mochel lacha lekashi ekchena mimcha tikdash mi lo kasha. So what's the case? Person is like this. I have a field that I am about to sell to you. I'm about to sell you my field, or I'm selling it to you right now. Meaning right now it belongs to me. I'm about to sell it to you. And then I say, when I buy it back, tiktosh, it'll be hektish. So if you say that, of course that works. Right? That's possible. So, the Gemara says, Akasha, yeah, maskeh or v'yirmiya, midami, that's not the same case. Hasim biyadu lakdisha. That's very different. Why is it different? The moment that I make the statement, what happened? I owned the field. I said that about the field, but it was belonged to me. So I can say, look, I'm about to say this field now, but just letting you know, when I buy it back from you, it'll be become hektish. That works because, as difficult as even that case sounds, at least in that case, it belongs to me while I'm saying it, right? It's something that belongs to me, right? But hacha in biyadul garshit atzma, but here the woman's currently married, and she has no possibility of ever making herself divorced. That's not something she has a possibility to do. We know that, right? He has to be megarish her. It's not biyada to do that. So what's it really similar to? Halo damya ella omer lachavero sadazu shemachardi lacha. No, what's it similar to? Okay, so the person says, this field which I already sold to you, right? Which means I have no, it doesn't belong to me at all. Tikdash the lokisha. If someone says that, if someone says, this field, which I sold to you a year ago, when I buy it from you, it becomes hektish. What's the halacha? It doesn't become hektish. Why not? It's not my hands. It doesn't belong to me. It's totally yours. Right? So that's not something I'm able to do. So the point being, it's not a good proof. So maskev Rav Papa min dami. Rav Papa says, what are you talking about? Hasam gufa uperos biyad de lokeach. Hacha gufa biyada, hacha gufa biyadu. So Rav Papa says, yeah, but in this case, right, or there, the guf and the peros are the hands of the lokayach, right? In the case of the field that I already sold to you, so what's the case? The case is, you know, Reuven, whatever, the other person owns the field. He owns the field, he owns the peros. So of course I can't be makdish the field in any way. It's all in your hands. But what's different in this case? In this case, gufa biyadahu, right? Here, the body is hers, right? It's her body, Right? So it's not exactly the same. She's not trying to do something that is totally out of her hands. In fact, she's the human being who has the hands in the first place. Right? So Rav Papa says maybe it's not totally similar, because here in this case, the peros belong to him, but the hands are hers. So rather, halodamya ella. So rather, it's similar to what case? A different case. La omer lachavero sada zusha mashkanti lacha lichashef dena mimcha tiktash tikatsha. Right? What's the case? Person says, this field that I am placing in your hands as a, you know, as a lien, right? Look at Rashi. Lo damya el laha, top Rashi on the page. Lo damya la sadezu shemashchanti lacha, stam. El la omer sadezu shemashchanti. So it's not a case that I gave to you stam, but rather a case of sadezu shemashchanti. Oh, sorry. No, that's a different case. That's the next case. Yeah. So the first case is just he says I'm taking my field and I'm giving it to you as a you'll hold on to for me basically, right, in place of a loan. And the person says this field that I already mashkanti, I already gave to you, right? But it's really mine. But you're holding on to it for me, right? So lechshef dena mimcha tikdash. When I go and I redeem it from you, so then it'll become mine. And why is it more similar in that case? Because in that case, I'm able to, it's my field, you're holding it, it's in your hands, but it's really mine. Right? So I can come back and redeem it every time that I would like to. So it's more in my hands in the sense that I have some control over it because I'm able to come and redeem it. And that, you know, works. Oh, so maybe it should seem like, basically whatever case we can find that's a perfect parallel will let us know that she's able to do this, make this deal with her, you know, with her own ma'aseh de'ah. So, or with the ma'aseh de'ah, which are not really hers. So Gemara says, so Master of Shisha, Parade of Idi, Midabe, it's not the same. It's not really the same. Why? Hasan via the Liftosa. In the case of a field that you deposited with somebody else and said, hold on to it for me in place because I took it alone. So that's the case. I'm able to be part of that field whenever I'd like to. Right? I can always come back and say, here's the money, give me the field back. But again, Begarish is not something that you can control. That's not going to happen. So haladam ya'el la'omer l'chaveiro sadezu shemashkanti l'cha le'eser shanim. So rather, similar to the following case. Person says to his friend, this field which I, again, gave to you as a deposit for the next 10 years, d'ch'she'ef dena mimcha tikdash d'kitcha. So what happened? The person says, this field which I have given to you as a mashkon for the next 10 years, when I come back in 10 years and I impote it, it becomes hectic. It works. So presumably, what's the point? The point is that for those 10 years, he's not in control of whether he can't take it for those 10 years, right? He has during that whole time period, he's actually out of his hands to early get it back. So what's the Gemara? You already predict the Gemara's kasha. Ma'ask the Harvashi mi dami hasam la eser shanim mi habiyad levdosa, right? Hacha em biyad legarish esmali olam, right? So don't compare the bad comparison, right? Because in that case, there in 10 years, he's going to be able to be pote. But he or she never has a chance to be married herself, maybe ever. So there's no time limit on when she can, you know, on how long she can be married to the guy. So Elam Rav Ashi, so rather, what's the answer? Konamos kamis, right? Shiny konamos, dikadush is a guf ninu. So go back. Rather, what's the real distinction between these whole cases? The difference is, right, Shmuel holding like Rochan Menuri, and Shmuel holding like Rochanan Sandler. So the difference is that the case of Yerochanan Sandler was not konamos. That was just regular makdish. The makdish the mosar. In which case, Yerochanan Sandler said it's chulin, it doesn't work. She can't do anything. It's not something she's able to do. As opposed to konamos, which konamos is different. And konamos is different. Why? Because the kedusha is a guf. Ukedirava da amarava hektish chametz v'shichor mafkiin midi shibur. What does that mean? So let's look at Rashi. That konamos is different because the kedusha is a goof. And then look at Rashi. So Rashi says it's the third wide line on Rashi there. The kedusha is a goof. Ninu kedusha is mizbeach, and it becomes like things that are kadosh to mizbeach. She'ilo pidyon, which cannot be redeemed. Kach ein pidyon lekonam. Right. In the same way, you can't ever be poda something that is a konam. Lios nitar. Lemisha Nesarlov, right? I mean, on the one hand, konamos are more kal, that it's just on me or just on you, right? It's not fundamental as part of the item. At the same time, sometimes if you make something hektish, you can make something hektish in a way that someone else could go ahead, that you could go ahead later and actually be poded. You could go say, you know what, I'll pay money for that animal. The animal is no longer hektish, and I'll take the money and buy another animal, right? But when it comes to konam, that's not possible. Something that someone makes a konam on, so then there's no amount of money that could ever release you from being forbidden to that item, right? So what's the point? So since that's you say this is hektish to the mizbeach. So same thing. At that point, you can't go back on it. Okay. Why is it like that? Sharei eino hektish gamor letfos pidyon. It's not full hektish, right? It's sort of the opposite. Because it's not a full hektish, it's just a forbidden to the person. So then it actually makes it harder, and you can't ever be able to be poted. Ela asr al adam echad. Right? It's forbidden to one person. So what happens? But because the kedushas aguf, what happens is the item now can be removed from the shibud, that which is, you know, it's right now it's supposed to be given to somebody else. When you put a konam on it, it's so taken out of the realm of being, you know, opinion never being redeemed, that even if it's like, you know, it's supposed to go to somebody else, you can actually remove that sheep, remove that like lien that the person has on it. It's taken away. So Gemara's gonna, and what's the example? What are the examples of things like that? That are on the one hand, like there's a shibud, they belong to somebody else. Somebody else should be able to take them, and then at a certain point, you can actually be called being mafkia the shibud. They're like, even though it's supposed to go to somebody else, once something happens to it, something else happens to its status, and that gets removed from that person's designation from being in that person's control. So the Gemara gives three examples. Rava has three examples of things that have a similar property. Right, and what are the three things? Hekdesh, chametz, and shichur. So let's explain what they mean. Rashi says hekdesh kegon shishia beit shoro lebalchov. So let's say I owe someone money, and I said, you know, in the meantime, when I have to get you back your $1,000, you're right now take my ox as collateral. Let's say, right? V'chazar v'yigdisho, and then I go to the ox and I say this ox is actually mukdash lebeis hamikdash. So what happens when I do that? So mafkia shibur hamava. Right. If I do that, now the person actually, the guy can say, what do you mean? I have a lien on that ox. The answer is no. Once you make it hekdesh, so now it's gone. That the other person can no longer claim that they have a shibud on the animal. And what happens? He has to collect it from something else. And the item is kosher for korban. And it's not considered like he stole it, even though, again, it was set up as collateral for a loan. The lohavi kani le el lego baina ba'am, right? That wasn't really his. Right? Why does that work? The reason it works is because it never really belonged to anybody, to the other guy. Right? It's really mine. But I said to him, look, if I have to pay, if I can't pay $1,000, you can come take my ox. He hasn't come take the ox yet. It's not his. Since it's not really his yet, I still have the power to make it hektish, right? Fine. And that's
in this case, the guy made it hektish before he gave it to him, or he made it hektish after he.
This case would be I borrowed $1,000 from you, and I said if I don't and I wrote a star or whatever that said basically if I don't pay $1,000 you can come take my ox.
But when does he make it hektish?
And then afterwards I say actually I made it hektish.
So he made it hektish before he said that he could use the ox in the time being.
Well, it's before the time you came to collect the loan.
Okay.
But the point is that I've already made it as you made that original deal. I said the ox is like the mashkon, right? The ox is the collateral. So on the one hand, you feel like it seems like underhanded, right? But never, even though it seems underhanded, maybe it's not right. But it works, right? So if I go ahead and say, actually, just kidding, I made that ox hektish, you can't do anything about it, because that's the power of hektish, is that it actually can remove a shibud. Again, I can't go to your ox and say, Michael, the ox in your house, in your barn, is now hektish the base of midrash. I can't. It doesn't belong to me, all right? But the ox that's in my barn, which you have a lien on, it still belongs to me, right? And therefore, I'm allowed to make that.
And it doesn't get him out. He still owes the money.
Stole the money,
right? I mean, you get collected from other properties.
Exactly. I stole the money. Let's say I had no other. If I had no other money, if I had no other property,
that's a different story.
Right.
But that's an issue for the court to deal with.
Right. But
makes the point.
Right.
But the point is, right, and this is what we're all, this is what we're coming down to. There's the whole point is that the way it works is that it, what it shows is it's really mine, right? It's not really mine, and that's the whole point of the Ma'isi Yadeha, her Yadayim. That's what we're really here to prove, right? So that's one example. Look, chametz. What's the case of chametz? So Rashi says, "What's chametz? Asa chemso apotiki la'ovi kochavim." Right. So again, I took my chametz and I made it again like a collateral part of a loan for to a non-Jew that I owe money to. V'igia Pesach, and now Pesach arrives, and so now what happens? The chametz becomes forbidden to me, right? So v'igia Pesach iser chametz mafkia mishibur ha'ovi kochavim. V'nesar bahana, right? So what happens? So you might say, oh, the non-Jew is like sort of holding on to it for me as a shibud. So I'd say, so there's no iser chametz shavar lava pesach, right? Because it doesn't belong to me. The answer is, yes, it does. When the iser chametz arrives, boom, all of a sudden now, it becomes forbidden to me and it becomes asar bahana. And shichur, what's shichur? Rashi says, Asa avdo apotiki v'shichara halove. And again, same thing. Similar. I take my eved and I make it again like a collateral, and then the borrower frees the eved, right? Mishuchrar v'zagov v'chov v'milkomachar. Same thing. So I say I owe you $1,000. If I don't pay, you come take my eved. And then what happens? We need a minion. So we had non-guys. I freed my eved. Big shout out to Gemara has if you're allowed to do that or not. But I say I free the Eved, he becomes Jewish, right? If he's an Eved Kanani. And then so I freed him now. So what happens? So now you're going to say, what do you mean? That's my Eved. The answer is, it's not your Eved. It's my Eved. You can collect $1,000 from somewhere else, but you can't collect it from me. So the point being that in all those cases, these are changes in the, you know, in the status of the item that someone else has a lien on that belongs to me. I can change the status, or the chattis can stay on its own, like the case of chametz. And once that happens, it removes the shibud, right? And again, I stole the money, but it removes the shibud. So the point being that what's happening in konamos when she says again, if he says I'm makdish my wife's mosar ma'aseh dayim, the answer is it doesn't work. Right, that still doesn't work. That's regular. It remains chulin. It's in her hands. It's not mine. I can't do that. It's avishal b'olam, etc. But in the case of Yochanan ben Nuri, right, where the case was, he says konam, right? Sure, she says konam shani yisal leticha. That's gonna work, right? Even though he has a shibud on her ma'asi yadayim, because konam is able to be mafkia the shibud. It removes that lien that he has basically on her ma'asi yadayim. Fine. So the Gemara says that's great. V'nikdish shubahashda. So that's true. Why is the case waiting till after you get divorced? Right? Why is the case waiting for later? Right? Let that happen right now. Just say from immediately that all her ma'aseh yadayim, she can say all her ma'aseh yadayim right now are going to be become hakdish, and my husband can't touch them. Why does that have to be only when they get divorced? So because again, the whole point is that she has some, you know, he has a lien basically on her ma'aseh yadayim, but they're really hers in a certain sense. So it answers the Gemara, Al muha rabbanon l'shiabude debal, ki heichet delo tiktosh mehashta. No, the Chazal basically, they strengthen the shibud of the husband, right, to allow it not to become hektish just yet, like a Rashi. Al muha rabbanon l'shiabude debal, ba'oda tachta, while she's still married to him, the shavivu rabbanon ki lo keach gamor, v'lo kamal. But basically, technically it's true. If she would be makdish her ma'aseh yadayim immediately with a konam while they're still married, technically it should work. But Chazal said that we're not going to allow it to work. Why not? Because that way it's something that we don't have a reason here. Actually, I shouldn't say that. We don't know why. But presumably it's a shalom bias thing or whatever, that while they're still married, it's something that we don't want to allow, and that's why so they strengthen that in that moment so that it has to wait until the divorce, and at that point she would have that power. Fine. So we'll stop here and we'll click up.